So in years past, radio over the air would go live and then evaporated. I mean, there was really no way to go back and search for any content to repurpose it, or really hard to find, you know, where you mentioned an advertiser, et cetera. Fast forward to today, you know, now we've got our show content that is saved, archived, completely indexed with artificial intelligence. And it really presents us an opportunity to leverage that so that we can go out and do more business.
Veritone presents Adventures in AI, the podcast that dives into the many ways artificial intelligence is shaping our future for the better. I'm your host, Kevin Ells, and today we'll be talking with Jeanette Cato, Regional Sales Director of Veritone. And we'll be talking about how to instantly make your broadcast audio searchable and discoverable.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me on. Super excited to be here. Excited to talk about how radio show content and other content like podcasts and streaming media, et cetera, can be indexed and transcribed and archived and made searchable within minutes of broadcast using the power of AI, artificial intelligence.
Well, we're delighted to have you here, Jeanette. We used to work across from each other at the Veritone headquarters, which is just a few miles away from here, prior to the pandemic. Of course, now we're working from home and we're still a few miles apart. I have not seen Jeanette in public, in person, for over a year now. I miss my cube mate. I'm thrilled to have you here. This is going to be fun. So let's get started here. For today's podcast, we're going to talk about how we can learn how radio content can be transcribed, archived, made keyword searchable, all within minutes of the broadcast going through the powerful artificial intelligence platform. You think the guy who runs the AI podcast could say artificial intelligence by now. We'll also spend some time going into how the workflow efficiencies, the process automation, and content management strategy can really boost productivity and, of course, profitability. These benefits certainly sound really handy, but why do folks have concerns about previously aired radio shows?
Well, you know, I don't know if they did because they didn't have these tools in the past. But now that we have the capabilities to essentially archive any show that aired and have access to it and be able to kind of pull from that content, either, you know, redistribute it for additional, you know, eyes or listeners, you know, that really provides an opportunity for that content to be evergreen. And so, you know, that's been a big problem in the industry, is that these publishers, radio, you know, TV broadcasters, podcasters, et cetera, they've just not been able to fully understand and discover what's happening in their content.
Why do they care about the show or the ads, for that matter, after the broadcast? Isn't the production over, done? Don't need to listen to it twice?
Yeah, essentially it vaporizes, right? And so imagine if you had the ability to save that and easily go find an advertiser that you mentioned, or maybe it was just a casual conversation between two hosts that had a really great soundbite. You know, certainly native sponsorship, you know, our advertisers are coming up in conversation all the time, and certainly, you know, they're produced commercials. But, you know, all of this content that's happening, you know, within the broadcast, they're just not able to capture that and then either recap it or reproduce it and repackage it and remonetize it. And certainly that provides a big problem for their advertisers when they're trying to go back and get credit for everything that they did. The other big issue is that, you know, without these tools, there's really no way to demonstrate earned media.
I see. So what kind of challenges do folks have with this? I imagine you can never have enough interns sitting around taking notes. I imagine even smaller stations find this even more challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'll share a quick story because I was an intern. I interned for a radio station for many years, but I also interned at Access Hollywood years ago. And one of my duties as an intern who got unpaid for 40 hours a week was to manually transcribe celebrity interviews. And I had I think it was like a half hour interview with Colin Farrell that I had to manually transcribe. And I think it took me almost 5 hours because of his accent. I had to keep rewinding it to try to figure out what he was saying. And it was just such a pain in the butt. I mean, we, you know, and I was a the only intern. We had a team of like 15 people that did this, just locked in a room all day long, watching tape and transcribing this. And why was this important for the, you know, for the show? Well, because they needed to archive that. They needed to be able to go back and easily find out when Colin Farrell said something funny so that they could use it on that, that night's show or trailer or whatnot.
Yeah, and I actually had not been an intern, but I had had to go back and I made make presentations before, but I'd also have to make the closed captioning for it. And I had to go back and listen to myself type down what I'm saying. And obviously, I can't type as fast as I'm talking, so it would take me hours to basically transcribe a 3-minute video. I can't imagine how much it would take for every day's radio broadcast to be transcribed the full 24 hours, and that's just one radio station.
Absolutely.
And I imagine many radio stations actually have more than one studio running.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a missed opportunity if you're not able to do that. And you know, the amount of manual labor that takes is astronomical. And so what happens is they end up just not doing it. And so, you know, it puts them in a position of not being able to get credit for everything that they're delivering for their sponsors, whether that be just in-content mentions, all the promotional value that they give them, you know, just things that are happening in the conversations, like a plug or, you know, an endorsement by a DJ. And so when you can't track that and you can't expose, you know, or you can't quantify that for an advertiser, you're really relying on the advertiser to then tell you if their advertising worked for you. And you really have to say, oh, yeah, we deliver this. And let me go spend a week hunting down a few air checks. And then you got to go bug the production guys. You got to go bug the air talent to try to get that stuff. And it's just been a big pain. And so what happens is they typically don't do it. And then they're left, you know, in a vacuum in front of their advertiser with really no credibility and no data.
So how do they operate today without artificial intelligence? Are they able to address these challenges by doing it manually?
Well, you know, another example, I work with a big market in you know, LA, group of stations there, and they literally had 20 people that would do nothing but comb through the logger to try to find air checks. And, you know, I mean, that was their job. They had to hire and pay these people to do that 8 hours a day. And since they have implemented some of our tools and the AI solutions, they can do that within minutes. In fact, they don't even have to manually do anything. They can set stuff up where it actually, the air checks get delivered to them via their inbox, much like a Google alert. And so that's been a game changer, you know, for groups like that. And then another example, I work with a big, you know, movie studio, and they were going to have to hire 40 editors to come in and look through all of their episodic content. One example is the show Friends. And they, you know, for example, they wanted to find every moment where Phoebe was in the shot and she's talking about Smelly Cat or singing about Smelly Cat, right?
Singing,
so
definitely singing.
They were going to have to hire this enormous team of people to try to go find all that content so that they could pull those clips, repackage them into kind of these snackable, you know, pieces of content, redistribute it to digital, remonetize it, and be on their way. And so that was just a huge lift for them, a huge expense. And, you know, now they're using AI to instantly find those characters, or, you know, when something is said or when something is seen on the screen, and it's all delivered, you know, right at their fingertips.
So this works not just for radio. It's really just anything with audio. So it could be radio, television, movies, podcasts, anything you really want to, probably not movies, but anything with a sound.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything really, you know, audio, video is tremendous. And the best way that I can explain it is this, and because people ask me what I do for a living all the time, and then I start to go down this AI rabbit hole, and they glaze over. And so, the easiest way for me to explain it is, imagine if you're watching like a Monday night football game and you hit pause on the game, you know, right away, there's a million things happening on the screen. There's fans in the stadium. There's the players on the field. There's players on the sidelines. You can see their jersey numbers. You see logos of advertisers in the stands and on the screen. And then you see all the stats on the screen, you know, in the lower thirds and the score box and all that stuff. So imagine everything that is visually there or there, you know, via audio, you hit pause, your brain can't even like capture all of that and memorize it, right? So that's what the AI is seeing. So that AI is indexing everything that is seen or heard in that clip,
right?
And then it's basically running that recognition against it so that it's all indexed, it's all there, and you can go back and search for any of those things, whatever the use case, whether it's related to your content strategy because you want to find those great moments to repurpose to your digital audience, or if it's for advertisers where you're just trying to quantify and recap those integrations that were seen or heard, you know, over the air.
So what do companies or stations, how do they make up for not having this kind of offer?
Either it would take a long time to go try to pull all this data. It was never complete. and then you were, you know, trying to chase down people to get you this information. And then if you were lucky enough to get some of it, you were going back to your advertiser with an incomplete report to say, hey, this is what we have. And it might not be overwhelming. I mean, we know that, especially in radio, that they tend to do a ton of over promotion and over delivery for their advertisers, and they're just not getting the credit for it today. And so it's, you know, it's countless hours, it's manual labor, it's inefficient, and we're really a lost opportunity.
I was going to say, there must be a lot of missed opportunities here because they don't have the resources. I guess it doesn't make them very competitive against other mediums like digital, web, and things like that, which are very easy to report upon.
Absolutely. And so that's where, you know, we've kind of like succumbed to the digital excuse where, you know, when we're trying to do business with an advertiser and they're telling us, well, hey, you know, we know our digital advertising is working because we get a report that tells us when it was delivered, you know, who saw it, how many clicks, how many visitors, you know, what the conversions rates were, et cetera. And then we're like, oh yeah, we can't compete with that. I mean, that's a bad excuse. There's technology out there that's cost effective, and certainly in terms of you know, improving those workflow efficiencies so that you're not having to hire that team of 20 people to do that. And you know, it just doesn't scale. And so what these groups end up doing is they end up having to overcompensate for their advertisers. They tend to do more than what is necessary. They might even bonus spots. They're losing business to digital, and it just becomes kind of a lose-lose situation for them.
Understood. Good. I mean, not good, but I'm glad we have a solution for them. Now, obviously, we're here today to tell you there's a better way. And since we're on the Adventures in AI podcast, it doesn't take a data scientist to calculate that we're going to be suggesting artificial intelligence as the solution. So, Jeanette, can you share some of the things that the AI can do? I know there's a lot to cover here, so I'm going to probably pause you to allow you to take a breath, because I know you've got a lot to cover when we say, what can our software do? Good luck trying to tell us. I won't time you, but I will at some point interrupt simply so you can breathe again. So,
okay.
Go.
Yeah, if I had to put it into two buckets, I would say revenue opportunities and also just workflow efficiencies. And so let's kind of start with workflow efficiencies. Think about, you know, if we have a live radio show or a podcast or live streaming media or even an archive of content, and we're able to transcribe that content in real time, it's basically indexing every spoken word so that you now have a record and access to everything said. And so that provides an immediate opportunity to grab something that you delivered for a client and share it back with them to say, hey, you know, these were here's five examples of some great endorsements that our show did for you today. And you know, really easy to kind of just quickly search via an app to find those air checks. And so the search capabilities are huge. Imagine if it's kind of like if you had Google search for your broadcast, but instead of just being able to type in a word and find out where that word was said, now you can type in a word or a phrase or a combination of words, logos, faces, objects, text seen on screen, et cetera. And you can actually start combining these categories to find that needle in the haystack, you know, during that broadcast to find that moment in time.
I saw an example, actually it's on our website, where it shows the ladies typing in Dunkin' Donuts, and it finds all the examples of it. Like you said, five different times it was mentioned in the morning show, but it brings it right to it. Plays it back as it's streaming through and showing where the context of that was, because in some cases these words that are spoken have to have context around them, not just a word but where it was mentioned,
right?
And that kind of stuff, that would be impossible to really note down the detail that's available there.
Yeah, and no one's doing that today. No one's sitting, you know, in a studio like literally writing down when a sponsor is mentioned. I mean, maybe they did in the 80s. No one's doing that now. And so you know, I worked at a radio station for 10 years. What happened when I needed an air check? I literally had to go hunt down people, or I had to log, you know, go to the logger and then comb through all that content and listen and then try to guess where they said it, because maybe they had like a window of time where they were supposed to say it. It's just not efficient. It's not effective. And certainly you're going to miss most of it.
Got it.
You know, a couple other things that you know, these tools offer is, you know, not only being able to kind of find and search for everything that's important to you, but being able to quantify it and having a visual dashboard to provide some data back to your advertiser, or even if it's just your content strategy to better understand, you know, what shows are promoting your summer contest the most. We can count those mentions. You know, we work with a big group who does a big holiday concert, and right off the bat, the first week they launched it across hundreds of stations, we were able to see in real time what stations were promoting this concert the most, and then what stations hadn't even started. And so it was really interesting to see that. But, you know, just back to the advertiser side, to be able to print out a report that says, hey, you know, you bought 25 commercials, you bought 15 live reads, and hey, we actually delivered double your live reads. In fact, we added, you know, another 20 mentions just in promotional value, promotional mentions, and to be able to quantify all that. And so it's a really robust data report. And then that can actually be rolled up into like a daily summary, which you can choose to have just emailed to your inbox. You can choose to share it with your client. Super easy. We actually marry all this data with Nielsen data, you know, our audience measurement tool, to say, hey, not only did your local car dealer deliver 50 mentions this week, but it also reached 500,000 impressions of people 12 plus or women 25-54 or whatever the target demo is. And so we roll in that data so that you get not only the quantity of the mentions, but what were the audience impressions and some of that qualitative data that goes with that.
I imagine these reports, and with the depth of data that you're sharing here, are very useful, but I also imagine we know, working with executives, that they love easily to consume dashboards. Like you said, we can do dashboards. They want to just be able to pull up a screen, at a glance, go, I consume that in one minute. I know what's going on with my organization or my advertising. Perfect. That's all I need. Just give me that quick and easy answer to my question.
Absolutely. I mean, we really designed it for like the seller at the station to log in, pull a report, or even just set it up to get an email to them, and then be on their way to close business. Their job is not to be in a dashboard trying to interpret and analyze data all day long. You know, they just want the win. They want to go look like a hero in front of their client and be on their way.
Makes sense. So these are great tools, but what are the benefits? How does this really impact the way they do business?
Sure. So, you know, I would say any data and any time you can show over delivery, any time you can make smarter decisions about your content strategy, that's all going to lead to revenue. I mean, that's what everybody cares about in the broadcast space, revenue. It's increasing revenue, whether it's incremental, you know, upselling, renewing business, going after new business, being able to compete with digital business. And so all these things are going to lead to more revenue. We have a lot of tactical ideas on that. It's probably for another podcast.
Okay.
And then secondly, I would say just, you know, workflow efficiencies and process automation. I mean, just going back to those examples where, you know, having to hire a team or having a team of people that have to manually do this. And if you don't have that team, you know, it's probably not getting done. And so just to have these tools in place to, you know, streamline that process, make it easy, make it a part of just what you're doing on an everyday basis. And when you do that, you know, you're strengthening the relationships with your advertising clients, you're increasing their buyer confidence. They know that you're a company that values technology that can show them how their advertising is working, that you're quantifying what you're doing for their investment. That's going to be amazing. And so a couple examples just recently, actually, we had a station that had a client that just advertised four times a year for their event. It was just an event-based 2-week campaign, four times a year. We actually were able to quantify all of the promotion that station did for that client outside of their paid spots.
Yeah.
And it was through the roof. And that station would have never gotten credit for any of that. And so we were able to count all of those using AI. The seller went back to that advertiser, showed them the delivery report, and he was so blown away that he's now on every single week throughout the year. And so it's been, you know, that was a big win. Another big win. We had another group that generated some of these reports, went out to their client and used it to leverage a $400,000 upsell renewal opportunity. And so, you know, at the end of the campaign, you're literally facing your client. They're asking you, you know, did this work? And of course, you're going to say yes, because you're going to take all the credit. But you need to prove that as their, you know, as their advertising spend is now an investment decision. You know, you have to still compete for that business. And to be able to quantify that and then show them that, like, hey, yes, your dollars are going far. In fact, we've been able to deliver XYZ. Here's a report. Here's who saw it. Here's who listened to it. here's the age breakout of those people, here's the, you know, the other demographics, et cetera. And clients are just blown away by that.
So how do they implement this solution? It's for radio, but as we mentioned, it could be used on video as well. We're not sitting there like listening to every single radio station in the country or the world for that matter and just recording everything, are we? Or how does it work?
Well, we call that boiling the ocean. That gets real expensive for us, but but we have done it. The way that it works, I mean, it's a simple connection. We just basically record your live broadcast in real time. There's a few different ways that we can do it. And then it's indexed and archived and available within minutes of airing. So it's a simple connection, and the AI is working, and then you can easily take action on it just within minutes. Some of our video clients that don't have live media, like a movie studio or podcast, those folks, we can easily just set up a cloud environment. They can shoot that content to the cloud. We set up a workflow where it comes in, it runs through the AI, and then it's in the platform, completely indexed, ready to go, ready to search, ready to take action, ready to report on.
I mean, with like radio, most of them actually have a broadcast online now, so you can listen to these radio stations through your computer. So I imagine you can pull that stream from that source. Podcasts have RSS feeds, so you can pull in just like you do when you subscribe on your device. So I guess getting to the contents, one of the easiest parts, it's the technology we put behind it once we've got that content. It's really the real benefit to our software. So you guys don't see what I see. We're actually doing this as a video conference as we record here. And I see Jeanette, and she's just loves this stuff. She's literally spinning in her chair as she talks about it. You can tell you're passionate about what you're talking about. I think that comes from working in radio for 10 years. You know what it's like behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did all the grunt work. I mean, I literally started at the bottom. So I've been in the trenches, and, you know, I've traveled the country helping radio stations with this type of stuff, even prior to Veritone. And it is a big problem. And so it's just really exciting to see, you know, how these tools can just lead to revenue. I mean, I'm a salesperson at the end of the day. It's all about money, right? And so if we have some really cool tools, and what's not better than AI, I mean, that's what I get excited about. And, radio's just had so many antiquated tool solutions for so long that, it's really been a game changer. It's changing the way they do business. It's helping them to have better and more dynamic conversations with their clients. And on the content side, you know, to be able to go back and understand how often you're talking about something or how often you're promoting something, or to great, you know, to go back and get a clip of a bit that you did and then republish that to digital and remonetize it, get in front of a new audience. I mean, those are the things that radio needs to think about doing. It's all about scale. It's about, you know, engaging with your audience. And so, if you can kind of remove the manual effort that's involved in that, the door's just going to fly wide open to revenue opportunities.
So we're running this solution on artificial intelligence. Do people need to be trained, become data scientists to work with this, or have a background in SQL Server query writing to be able to pull this kind of stuff? Is it hard?
No, let's get something straight. Like, I come from radio. I am definitely not a technology person. And I always tell people, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's literally as simple as being able to do a Google search. I mean, think about that. So you use Google, you know, how many times per day? You go in, you search, you can use Boolean logic to create, multiple searches from different words you're looking for, et cetera. That's it. I mean, we definitely do some training. We get some, and give you some best practices and things like that. But this is built for the average Joe like me. And just so that it just enables people to go out and close more business. I mean, we certainly don't want, you know, people locked in a solution all day long trying to figure out this stuff or try to analyze the data. That's why we just built something that basically runs on its own. We automated everything so it could be sent directly to your inbox or automatically shared with your client, downloaded into a PDF or a PowerPoint, and you're on your way. I mean, radio sellers and TV sellers are some of the busiest people. They're, my boss used to say, if I see you in the office, you're not working.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I mean, their job was to be on the street selling. And so, you know, we don't want anybody in a platform.
Makes sense.
Now, like I said, we offer some training and tools, but super easy. The training is really more just about having those conversations with your clients and how to be more strategic, how to compete against digital, how to stop doing things the old way when you were literally, you know, hiding under your desk Monday morning because you didn't know if, you know, if your client event got promoted over the weekend. You know, we've got visibility into that now, and we're empowered by these solutions to look like heroes in front of our clients.
So obviously you can learn more on our website. Is it easy to get started, to get a trial or certainly get a demonstration? Could you
absolutely
walk us through that?
I'm happy to chat with anybody. Probably the easiest thing to do is just go to veritone.com/discovery. It'll walk you through how to contact us. We're happy to discuss a trial. You know, it's really easy to get this in your hands. We can be up and running in probably a week or two. We've got a great customer success team that, along with me or whomever works, you know, right alongside you to help you manage this, really coaching you in how to talk to your clients. I mean, they speak broadcast sales as well as I do. And so they're a tremendous asset, tremendous support. And we just try to make this as easy as possible.
Excellent. Well, we should probably wrap this up. It looks like we're coming to the window of time. I keep these episodes to around 30 minutes. Would you like to wrap it up? Give us kind of like the closing remarks for our session so people can kind of consume this and remind them in just a few sentences.
Sure. So, you know, I guess I would say in years past, you know, broadcast has just been evaporated. I mean, it literally goes on the air, it evaporates, and there's really no going back. And so to be able to have the opportunity to search for what you delivered in terms of, you know, advertiser promotion, to be able to kind of take a closer look at your content strategy, to be able to go back in time and just pull content and have a sit down and coach your on-air talent. I mean, that's just another use case. I mean, these are tremendous ways to really manage your business in an easy, effective way that could lead to obviously workflow efficiencies, you know, time saved, manual labor saved, and obviously revenue opportunities. And so, you know, fast forward to today, your show content can now be completely indexed. It's saved in the cloud. It's accessible at any time. All searchable. Imagine, again, if you just had a big Google search bar for your content, all within minutes. And it's using the power of AI, and what's cooler than that?
This is great. Thank you, Jeanette. This has been very educational. I don't think I'll listen to radio the same now, because I think I'll be thinking like AI going, okay, there's that mention.
That's right.
I'd like to have you back soon, because there's other things that you're also working with that I think are worth sharing. So we'll probably have you back soon. Thank you very much.
Likewise.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you in person.
We could have some more music discussions around our best and favorite concerts, Kevin.
That sounds good. Yachty by nature.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, folks, for listening today. We appreciate you spending the time with us. Come back again soon for Adventures in AI, the podcast that dives into the many ways artificial intelligence is shaping our world for the better. Thanks for joining us, Jeanette.
Thank you.